This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we bring you four short poems from Alan Berry. He responded to the pandemic, as many writers have done, by putting pen to paper.
I know it's the apocalypse, but just now on the mountain, wildflowers are blooming. Beside the stream, the bloodroot nods to the Virginia bluebells. Dogs off the leash romp happily, urging their people, hurry up, there's so much to see. Five school-aged children walk single file to wade the creek, their school year in abeyance, while young parents, babies in wrap, stoop to photograph a trout lily. The news says it's the apocalypse, but you see, it's spring just now, and down here in Alabama, we're all just too full of wonder to pay much attention.
After reading about the ancient Greeks who described the sea as wine-colored, Alan's next poem asks the question, does something exist if there's no name for it?
The mean old non-existent blues. Blue did not exist, at least until recently, or so I read in the paper. When Homer looked out and set his pen to parchment, described the wine, dark sea, he didn't see blue. No Greek poet ever put pen to scroll. Chinese, Icelandic, the weighty hymns of the Hindu Vedic tradition had no word for the darkening shade, for the sorrow that slips under the skin, runs through the veins like deoxygenated blood, or of heat fading from numbing extremities, until feeling as a rumor, a recollection muttered in a dementia-hazed ramblings, had no name at all. The slow wailing roll of piano notes spilling from the windows of New Orleans brothel, the long slide of the metal against steel strings down the neck of a guitar, like the caress of an absent lover, had no name. Kept waiting in the wings until some Egyptian artisan, his name lost to history, paired a couple of shades with mortar and pestle, forever separating the shade from green, inadvertently naming the moods of the sky and Robert Johnson's pain.
And I followed her to the station, a suitcase in my hand.
The third poem in this series is about the demise of Alan's beloved pet cat.
What I remember is you dying and not knowing you were dying, gazing at summer rain on my back porch and your oneness with everything, the Zen simplicity that only you could achieve. You dying, perhaps knowing you were dying, being a part of it all, this world, this life, the passing storm, life, death, samsara incarnate, now dead, you at rest. Now in the summer rain, the passing storm, at one with it all, knowing I am dying and living, and Erwin Schrödinger is confounded as you defy all quantum states.
Alan's final offering presents the actual sound of poetry.
Omphaloskepsis. This is a poem. This is what it sounds like coming from my lips. Neither of those things qualify it as mine. This is a poem wondering how it'll sound when you read it. What will it feel like on your tongue? Will its music echo, sing in your mind? Will it rattle like a chain in the bed of your father's pickup truck on the back roads of your childhood? Will it echo like footsteps in the alley of your town after a rain? Or will it lie on the page as you puzzle over the title? Then walk away, pondering what you would write when you had the time.
Sundial writer Alan Berry is a poet, teacher, and an avid hiker. His latest collection of poetry, Sitting Up with the Dead, has recently been accepted for publication by Writing Nights Press. He currently teaches English composition, business, and technical writing at UAH, and composition at the University of North Georgia. You can hear Alan's poems and all the past Sundial stories and poems at WLRH.org under the Sundial tab. You can hear the weekly episodes of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.